Have you ever had that feeling? You spend 10 years working toward a single goal, and on the very first day, you finally get there, you start asking yourself, now what? A friend of mine just got promoted to vice president, and that's exactly how he described it to me, with a rueful smile. Those two words, now, what might be the most common existential crisis people face today? What prompted me to rethink this was a perspective from Chen Jiwu's book, The Logic of Civilization. We're accustomed to measuring civilization by GDP, and we tend to think the humanities, philosophy, and religion have no productive value. But Chen argues that civilization isn't just about the accumulation of wealth, it's also about the reduction of risk. Religion won't print money for you, but it gives you the resilience to face catastrophe. Community won't show up on any balance sheet, but it means you'll still have food on the table when you lose your job. It's just like investing. You can't only look at returns, you also have to look at risk. The problem is that risk reduction is invisible. Its very mark of success is that nothing happens, and so we systematically overlook it. Bringing this back to the personal level, I find myself increasingly drawn to systems rather than goals. Goals keep you living in the future. The moment you arrive, there's 1 second of satisfaction and then emptiness. Systems keep you living in the present. Running the system is itself the reward, and it compounds over time. So, my assessment is a calm one. Betting your happiness on a single endpoint is a high-risk strategy. Distributing it across every day inside a system, that is the low-risk approach, and its compounding returns will carry you to places you never imagined.